The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Stephanie Vasquez, our newest ministry partner, joining Johnny Hill and me. See, I was kidding. For the first time ever. Also, what are the divine standards for predictions? We're going to look at that. And then finally, understanding preventative prayer.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. That's a good thing. See, if you're living, that's good. Surviving, that's like you're treading water. Living is like you're floating in a boat. But prevailing, that's like you're walking on top of the water. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You can give us a call at 972-445-0770, 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for conversation. Praise reports are totally cool. Prayer requests are totally cool. Trivia, totally cool. That stuff's totally cool. Here's the reason why you can do that. It's not professional radio. Just ask Wonder Julie. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. Let's start the show with an acknowledgement for Johnny Hill and Men of God Moving.
Well, we're moving on up, to the east side, to the deluxe apartment in the sky.
That's right. I stole it. MenofGodMoving.com. Their phone number, 817-707-7672. 817-707-7672. On Facebook, Men of God Moving. Our primary ministry partner. It's very simple. Johnny does the show with me quite often and is growing into that position where his own radio ministry will develop in time. And so he's learning quite a bit about the whole radio ministry universe. I would not want to be him for anything in the world. Other things to let you know, Stephanie Vasquez is for the first time ever joining us. You can say hi if it works on the microphone. Just go ahead and say hi.
Hi, everyone.
Okay, there you go. We might need to get that mic closer. We'll see how that goes. Couple things to let you know. I've got some doozies here that a lot of people don't know. I'm going to guess right now you guys have never heard what I'm about to say. First of all, what holiday there is? Does anybody know what special holiday is today? Anybody?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't either.
All right. Number one, it's show and tell day at work. I don't know why you would have show and tell day at work unless you're showing that you got like a bonus check or something. I don't really get what you're trying to show or tell.
Engagement ring, all kinds of stuff.
Is that what that's for? That's a good point.
I don't know.
Number two is National English Toffee Day. I can buy into that if you like English toffee. Most importantly, it's Bubble Bath Day. And then I think of Rubber Ducky. So,
that's,
you know, Rubber Ducky's my friend. On this day in 1958, Bobby Fischer won his first chess championship at age 14.
Wow.
Which is like, really? Age 14? They had to get me out of bed like using, you know, like pliers or something back then. Here is the coolest thing about today. Today is the John 3:16 game. Have you guys ever heard of this?
No.
Oh, this is cool. The NFL football game known as the 3:16 game, John 3:16, due to many coincidental references to the Bible, the John 3:16 verse, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever should believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Heisman winner, trophy winner, Tim Tebow was quarterback. Watch, this is a good one. The Denver Broncos against the Pittsburgh Steelers during the NFL playoffs. Tim Tebow, he wore John 3:16 on his eye paint. Okay, that's not that big a deal. A lot of people do that. Ironically, he did that exactly 3 years earlier, but Tim Tebow passed for 316 yards.
Yay!
So 316. Wait. His yards per completion were 31.6, which is another 316. The per rush that he had was 3.16. The only interception of the game was against the Steelers on third down and 16. The Steelers' time of possession was 31 minutes, 6 seconds. The Nielsen rating was 31.6.
Are you kidding me?
Wow. Not kidding. And the Broncos lost their previous three games by an average of 16 points.
And people say God's not real.
Yeah. I think there might be a few things in there they fudged on that. I'm just saying. But it is pretty cool. It's wow. Like the Don 316 game. How cool is that? All right. I do want to start off before we get a chance to touch Stephanie. I want to say make sure that if you have any moving needs, you get in touch with Johnny. He will absolutely take care of you. He is the best. People think he's the best. They think his company is the best. Wait till they get to know him. No, I'm kidding. He is really great. But I do want to bring out the five most unique 2020 doomsday predictions that didn't pan out. Because I'm not picking on any particular group like CNN, which stands for Christians Not Necessary. I'm not talking about any particular group. What I'm saying is these groups said the following. Washington Post said in 1990, they made the prediction by 2020 that the Earth would heat up 6 degrees. They were 5.4 degrees off, just a little bit, not the end of the world. Number two, CNN ran a story, oil will effectively run out by 2020.
Wow.
Thank God that's
Wait.
Not a thing.
Yeah. Oops. That would be my first. No ice, no glaciers will be left on Mount Kilimanjaro, right? That was also estimated by a UN environmental group by 2020. Oops. Wait, hold on. 4 billion people will starve to death because of the tech revolution. This was prophesied in 2000. Who would have ever said that? What? It's like the dumbest thing that somebody could say. And then by 2020, according to Reuters News, how reliable is Reuters?
Okay, yeah.
Millions will die from climate change.
Wow.
Millions and millions. So here's what I want you to know. Keeping it really simple from a biblical.
We had another 12 years.
Yes. You only have another 12 years. In fact, I have a question.
Okay.
Why, if there's only 12 more years left, do they have they have master plans for cities? All master plans are 25 years. Why do they have master plans for cities if the world's only going to last another 11 or 12 years?
That's a good point, David.
I don't get it. It's like when they did – now, wait a minute. To be fair, when the Christians went through the process, I was amongst them, so I know. In 1980, 79 and 80, everybody said, well, in 1981 is the rapture because 40 years is a generation. Israel became a nation in 1948. 1948 plus 40 is 1988 minus 7 years for the tribulation. 1981, everyone's going. And they told me that in Bible college, Arizona College of the Bible, while they had a 20-year plan on the – they told me that in 1979. We got a 20-year plan, but we just don't think we're going to get there. In the meantime, give us your money. It's like, wait. You see why these things are problems? This is why people look at us and go, what? What's the standard for God's prophets? Do you remember what the standard is? The standard for God's prophets. It's 100% or nada. If you are not 100% accurate in your prophetic prediction, you are not a prophet from God. Only God's prophets are 100%. And do you know what the penalty was for not being?
Probably death.
Death. They would stone them to death. Not saying that these news outlets should be stoned, although they walk around like they are stoned. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is simply this. Deuteronomy 18, 21, 22. You may say in your heart, how will we know the word which the Lord has spoken is from the Lord? When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing does not come about or come true, then that thing the Lord has not spoken. There's God's standard. It's either yes, it's absolutely 100% accurate, or it's not God. See, God doesn't have a 90, you know, Nostradamus, 96%, 98%. It's 100% or it ain't. And so the scripture says the prophet has spoken presumptuously, which means that prophets do speak that way. You may not, you need not be afraid of him. God's standard, 100% or nothing when it comes to speaking in God's name, not in politics or making, oh, I think this will happen, or you know, maybe the Mets will win the World Series. Nobody's talking about that. We're talking about when you're talking about people that are making predictions and are prophetic, if it is not 100%, it is not God. Period. And the scripture says you have no reason to fear or care what they say.
Amen, brother.
How's that for a standard? How would you like to – I mean, I tell my wife I'm 100% right all the time. Do you think she buys that?
No.
I don't think
no?
so.
apparently Stephanie knows things well, doesn't she? Here's the deal. The deal is for the next year, you're going to hear a lot of things that are going to happen in people's minds. Whether they actually happen or not, let's wait and see if they actually happen. But if the Lord has something to say and he makes it, if a prediction comes from a prophet, it will be 100%. There'll be no, well, how do we interpret that? Is it kind of, you know, shifty? Can we add this to it to make it work? Can we take this away from it to make it work? That's like the Lord healing somebody. Well, they're kind of healed. There is no kind of healed. You're either healed or you're not. That's like kind of pregnant. How does that work? That's not really how that goes. You're pregnant or you're not. It's not, you know, it's not a great complexity. And so my point in bringing that up is God's standard is 100%, period. Which is why his stuff's reliable.
Amen.
I mean, that's why you can count on it. So did you like that? Was that
very
that's
good.
Fun? That's fun.
No gray.
All right. There's no – I mean there's in eschatological issues and this – but when you're talking about a prophet who speaks in the name of the Lord, when somebody says, yea, thus saith the Lord, if it doesn't happen that way,
careful.
Just be careful. So and I'm not saying that against anybody in particular. I don't want anybody to get any wrong idea. It's just God's standard is very clear. If it's me, it always happens. That's how it goes. That's why when God makes a promise because we can't see it does not mean it won't happen. And let's just take 1 second just to give acknowledgement. When God made a promise to Abraham, he made that promise. It was 25 years before that promise was fulfilled. But God made a promise. It didn't matter if it was 25,000 years.
Hallelujah, brother.
Got that? I mean, that's like, ooh. So if God has given you something, if it's a genuine promise from the Lord, oh, it's going to happen. That's not, you might not like the way it happens. You might not like God's timing. I, for one, don't like God's timing in most everything that I do. But, you know, that's me. You know, what can I say? All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here. On KAAM 770, a Christian station here in Texas. We're going to take a short break, come back. Then we're going to talk to Stephanie Vasquez. You're going to have some fun getting to meet her. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience.
There was a pastor. Now, I use that word with some reservation. Having been involved in ministry and having the privilege of planting 7 churches throughout the United States and having 3 separate ordinations, I have a tremendous amount of respect for people who commit their lives into ministry. But whenever there's somebody on television or anywhere else that is a nut job, then I just call it like I see it. Okay, that's what I call it. Call it like I see it. On the Sean Hannity show, roughly about 2 weeks ago, a reverend, so-called Reverend Oliver White was on the show, and Reverend Wright said this, and I'm going to repeat it because some of these things are just unbelievable. He said that Jesus was wrong about marriage. At least he didn't have the audacity to say he never said anything about marriage. He said Jesus was wrong about marriage and that marriage should be more than between a man and a woman. And then he proceeded to say this statement, ladies and gentlemen. He said this. Now, this isn't even the thing that's irritating. Then he proceeded to say this. If Jesus were alive today, he said, he would say, I didn't know it all. This is a man who's supposed to be representing Jesus Christ as a minister. This guy's no minister. And if you want to say, well, that's judging, I'll take that judgment all day long. All day long, I'll take that judgment, no matter what anybody says. Here's a guy that says two things. One, Jesus was wrong about marriage. Two, if Jesus were alive today, any person who proclaims or professes to be a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ and questions whether Jesus Christ is alive today or not is not a minister, but a false teacher. I don't care. I don't care if you like it. I don't care if you think that's mean. That's irrelevant. Facts are facts. And here's the thing that just overwhelms me. This overwhelms me, ladies and gentlemen. Any person who is in public office, now this goes with this, all three of these things go together. Any person who is in public office who changes their convictions about same-sex marriage because another family member has made a decision to go into the lifestyle of being gay or lesbian, any person who changes their convictions, their biblical Christian convictions, based on another family member changing their status into a gay or lesbian lifestyle, and then that person then changes their Bible convictions to accommodate their family member, is not fit to be a Christian. That's right. I said it. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. A couple things to tell you right off the bat. Website, hemustincrease.org. Every time I say org, I'm thinking something else is coming out. Hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. See how we did that? So we changed the website. We changed the email so it would make sense, right? So hemustincrease.org. David at hemustincrease.org. YouTube is He Must Increase Ministry, but it's still in its convertible stage. So I have no idea what to tell you on that one. It's just what it's going to be. We're going to do a little intro for Stephanie. Then we get a chance to talk to her. It's exciting for her, but she hasn't heard her intro music yet. We just put together her commercial, and so we're excited about that. Here is our intro for Stephanie Vasquez.
If you got a problem, don't care what it is. If you need a hand, I can assure you this, I can help.
Oh, yeah, I can help, ladies and gentlemen. For everybody who's post 45 or 50, you should be going, that is very funny. New York Life Insurance Company agent Stephanie Vasquez, thank you for coming on the show. We appreciate that.
Thank you for having me.
It is our privilege. Talk to me a little bit. Give me, if you're going to give me a kind of a summation of what it is that you're doing, the service that you're providing, how would you kind of say that, you know, kind of like in a paragraphy kind of mentality? How would you say, well, this is what I'm doing for people. This is how I'm helping people. What is that?
Well, you help people maximize their savings and minimize risks and minimize taxes. So best of everything, keep more money in your pocket while also protecting your family.
Do you do life insurance? Do you do health insurance? Do you do financial investments? You do kind of like the gamut. Is that the whole idea?
So we do life insurance. I don't do investments yet. I will be certified at the end of the month.
Oh, nice.
But we do financial planning, 401ks, family planning. I just started some college saving for my own children as well. So, yeah, we do everything.
It's interesting when you get into a career and you're going in this direction, then you realize, you know what? I have this need myself.
Absolutely.
Was that kind of revelatory? Like you were like going, I think I need to think about preparing for my own future.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm getting my husband and I are getting life insurance as well because you never know. You never know what can happen. And if when you have – you only really need life insurance if you have something to lose, something to risk, or you love someone. And that's enough. If you love someone enough, you're going to put your best foot forward to do something just in case.
There's I did some research on and I even went through the Billy Graham Association, plus got questions, plus went through a couple of Pentecostal, let's just say I went through about 9 different research centers. And there's a question by some Christians about life insurance, preparing for the future, and, you know, aren't you you know, are you not trusting God because you're having life insurance? But I look at that and I think, well, then why would David take the time to prepare for Solomon's sake all the materials for the temple because he knew he was going to pass? I mean, isn't that like a direct correlation? Like going, exactly. Yeah, the future's coming and I don't know if he's ready for this. I got to help him.
Right. Exactly.
And, I mean, isn't that the idea? You know, laying up treasures, laying up...
creating a legacy.
Creating a legacy. That's one of the big things that's going through the church right now is a legacy movement. And there's a legacy element that can be connected to that.
Absolutely.
So people who are not sure, because I think when people think of life insurance, or think of insurance, or they think getting financially settled, they're like, it's just this big monster. It's like a behemoth. Is this? I mean, I'm assuming that you're in this growth stage yourself because there's so much to learn.
I am.
But is this something you're doing where you're helping them starting with ABCs, getting to the basics and the core?
Absolutely. You want to start with needs first and foremost, and then it's on top of everything else.
All right. So you want to make sure that you're getting yourself covered life insurance wise is one of the. I think it's at the core of New York Life.
Absolutely.
And I happen to love your company because my dad had New York Life Insurance when he passed away. So that was – I happen to know the benefits and their faithfulness, and they did a great job. What have you discovered about the financial industry that you just really weren't like – I didn't really get to the level where – what have you come across as you're going through the training and the process and the testing and the licensing? What are you learning?
The most shocking thing I think I've learned is – we're not ready for retirement, and we I don't care if it's 45 years away. It's coming fast, and do you know how much you need to retire to live the life that you want? And that to me, and do you know how much taxes are going to be taking out of your 401k? Taxes play a huge part. And whether or not you're paying taxes today or in 20, 30 years, when do you think you're going to be paying more? It's definitely not now. Taxes definitely are going to increase progressively.
So you really have come across the understanding that, man, ill-prepared is kind of an understatement.
Absolutely.
But then you're discovering that about yourself.
Yeah.
Right? See, I love that. I'd rather you just be honest and say it because some people will come in and they'll just like, I know everything. I have all the answers. Nope. It's like, you know, I met Jesus. I just didn't meet everybody else. And I think it's great that you're willing to say, no, it's a lot to go. What, going through this process, what encourages you the most? Like, as you look at it, you go, okay, this makes me have a sense of comfort because of all that's possible. What encourages you? What gives you strength to go, I'm going to share this with other people?
I've always wanted to help people. I've always felt like God put me on the earth to help others. I came from the fitness industry. I wanted to be a personal trainer and help people reach their personal goals. And then I just escalated it and realized people are going to live longer. Is their money going to last with them? And if not, they need to be aware that this is how much they really need to be saving in order to live along with their money. Otherwise, they're going to outlive their money and then they're going to be stuck.
Now, one of the ways that people can get in touch with Stephanie, I want you to be aware of this, is on LinkedIn. So she's still putting together a site, putting together some different Facebook contacts and things like that. But in LinkedIn, they can just put in Stephanie Vasquez, NYL for New York Life.
Correct.
And your stuff will pull up. I do want to make sure everybody has her phone number. That's the 214-499-5378. Mm-hmm. Is that right? Did I say
yes,
that right?
Sir.
That's a miracle right there. 214-499-5378. We're going to have a link on our page. But I wanted people – what I wanted to do and what we're doing ministry-wise is we're doing it different. We're doing it in a way that the people that are involved with us, that their profession is their ministry. That this is not just a business. This is not just a financial tool or something, or not just a way for them to gain clients. That this is a ministry that we're all trying to do together to put an hour on the radio or 2 hours on the radio that has an impact on people's lives. And we're all a part of that for all of us, not for some of us. And that's everybody out there. So if you're a person and you have like, hey, I don't even know where I stand in this. I'm just, you know, and I'm not talking about – and I want to say this before. I'm not talking about people. I have $500,000. I don't have any idea what you're doing. If you got $500,000 in the bank, you have some idea what you're doing. Okay? I mean, that's – come on. But if you're one of those people that have no clue and you need somebody to walk you through point one.
Right.
And that's where this connection with Stephanie and I is really strong because I don't want people to get this impression that you have to be at this place to do this. No. She's telling you right now. Start at the very core, at the very beginning.
Oh, absolutely. I work with a lot of families, a lot of small business owners. I mean, you don't have to have a lot to start putting something away.
Right. And I think that's what people just – it's a mindset, isn't it? It's really kind of an approach to how you look at it and you're laying up and laying that for a – I love that you use that phrase legacy, because there's a bunch of churches, especially in Texas, that are going through this whole legacy movement about leaving a legacy through the church, through the things they're sowing into the future for the planet. So that's really good. It's excellent job on that. I'm really glad about that. Okay, and you can be honest. You can pass on this.
Okay.
You don't have to say anything about the company, but what don't you like about the industry? You know how you get into an industry and there's always, oh, this is really cool and this is great. And then there's always a thing or two you're like, well, you know, I don't know.
Honestly, the only thing I really don't like is that you can get turned away from, like, having diabetes and just, like, little things. Not all patients are turned away who have diabetes, but things like that can hold you back, and certain medications. And it's really sad because families need protection, but that doesn't mean that the other part of your family can't get protected, and that also doesn't mean that you can't be a rider and then get later protection. So there's a lot of avenues you can go, and I really appreciate it. I actually really like the company.
Yeah, that's it. I happen to just know the company. My dad was – passed away when I was 20.
Oh, wow.
So that gives people an idea how long ago that was. It's 38 years ago. Wow, that's a long time. And I just think it's great that you're working with the company and how we met. That's one of the things that we're going to discuss when we come back. So Johnny will have his opportunity to share. But how we met was just weird or
random or not.
Random or
divine.
Divine.
Very good.
Like a divine appointment. And that's what we're trying to do the whole radio ministry through, is just more of that and less of these are the numbers and this is what we got to hit. Now, we got to do our ins and outs when we do our breaks and stuff. That's how we do that. But we want the ministry to be genuine and real. And so if you're a person that's like, you know what, I really don't understand how to lay up anything for the future. I just really don't get any of it. And I'm at core zero and I need somebody to share it with me. Well, that's what Stephanie's here for. She's here to help you with that. It's not that she can't help you if you're further along, but let's be honest. If you're a person and you're newer to this system, working with somebody who knows where you're at, it's helpful. It's a helpful thing. And even if you are later in life and you just don't know where it's set up yet, don't you want to work with somebody who kind of, okay, yeah, let's go through this thing together. Let's figure this out and I'll nail it down and help you out the best way I can, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do you like your music?
I do. I love it. Thank you.
We are just so weird over here. What are you going to do? All right. We're going to take our break and come back. And then we're going to talk about how we met Stephanie, because that's a Johnny and Dave story. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
is the David Spoon Experience.
You're the president of Focus on the Family. When you got that position, I'm talking the initial moment that you knew you were getting that position, were you thinking, what?
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. Given my background, I was going, no, no, no. In fact, I got home, said to my wife, Jean, this is what I've been asked today. And she looked at me and said, who would have thunk it? That summed it up. That was that entire day. I was just like, oh, my goodness. My wife and I used to pray for the poor guy coming behind Dr. Dobson.
Now, you were praying for yourself. You didn't even know it.
That's exactly right. Does he have a sense of humor or what?
That's great stuff. Excellent material and an excellent interview, Jim. I really appreciate it. You did a great job, and I just want to thank you from my whole heart just for all the work that you're doing, for the people that you're blessing, and for this project that you guys have been working on Irreplaceable. Nice job.
Thanks, David.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Website, hemustincrease.org. Why? Because you need more of God. That's why. Because I need more of God. Not just you, not just me. We all need more of God. What's the answer? Inevitably, more of God. I mean, that's just going to be it right there. Email david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook still, just if you put in David Spoon, I think there's, I have like five pages or something, and they all have different stuff on them. And then, YouTube, is also, He Must Increase Ministry, which has just recently been changed. That's taking a little bit longer. So Johnny Hill's hanging out with me, and Johnny is becoming, a deep friend as we go through this different process of growing in the Lord together, learning together, understanding radio ministry maybe from a better format. And then we meet weekly, I think, at a Starbucks. We just pretty much ignore everything that's going around us and use the tables. I order every once in a while. Okay, let's say it this way. Johnny orders it. Somebody orders every once in a while. So while I was there one time, how I ran into Stephanie, and I'm going to turn over to Johnny, I could not get my computer. I have a little Chromebook. It's little. It's small. It's goofy looking. I couldn't get it to work, and Stephanie was at the table where I was at, and I was just like, oh, God, this is really frustrating. And, you know, I didn't go to my third tongue, although I probably thought about it. And then she offered to help me get on the internet using her Wi-Fi and help me get through that process. And so we started to just chat a little bit and talk a little bit. And then Johnny came in and sat down, and we always give each other a hug. I think that freaks some people out, but too bad. And then then what happened from there, Johnny? What happened at that point?
Just a natural divine connection. Stephanie was just a really good fit for what we're doing. And we quickly, you know, we got to know her a little bit, and we found out that some of the changes that she was going through in her life were, you know, very similar to the things that we've gone through, and, you know, that we could help her out a lot. And she could, you know, also teach us a few things. But I definitely felt like it was a divine appointment. I don't remember exactly what happened, but you said something about when you asked, when Stephanie helped you with the internet, when did the internet start working again?
Oh, yeah. So that was that was its own little weird thing. So we were telling her, oh, if you want to be a part of the show or something like that, here's some of the information. And the second I gave her the information, my internet went off. I was just like, okay. I gave it to her. Literally dropped it right in front of her. Looked at it, and then my internet went, ding, it's on. And it's like, what?
So sometimes we overthink things, and we just have to sit back and let God do his thing. I mean, all things work for the good of those who love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. And so God put Stephanie there. You know, God put us – I've been in there to meet you at least 20 times.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just in at least those 20 times, I had never seen anyone sitting at the table with David. So
I use deodorant. But, that's my defense.
But the amazing thing about that is things they weren't supposed to be sitting there. You know, we're there to get some things accomplished, and we have a very limited amount of time. And so we're not chit-chatting. You know, we're discussing God's kingdom and his work. And Stephanie fit into that. She fit into that conversation. And there was a purpose that was supposed to be served. And it was quickly served. It was like...
You know what I remember when you were talking to her? One thing that I noticed was I was watching the two of you converse is not necessarily how easily, but how quickly you started to share what God had done to you.
Right.
Not even – it weren't even like – wasn't necessarily the biblical principles. He wasn't going through a four spiritual laws mindset or wasn't anything like that. It was more like you were just like, let me tell you what God has just recently done in my life. And it was just like blurting out of you. I mean, would that be accurate to say that's how that kind of came off?
I would. That would be accurate.
What did you think when you sit down thinking, okay, I'm sitting down to these two guys I've never seen before. Or this guy's an absolute nutcase, and now I got another guy sitting down next to me.
No, not at all. When I went home, I went home and I told my husband, I was like, you would not believe the experience I just had. I was like, it's like I felt God there, and I really feel like that was totally meant to be, and it was just amazing.
That's cool.
Raving about it, yeah. I really felt the Lord there.
And what was amazing, though, it's not that I was proud per se like that way, but I loved that you were just like, hey, this is what the Lord did. This is what the Lord done recently. And it was just like, it was like you were just able to share. I don't know if it was an ability or just a willingness to share what God had been doing. Nothing theologically, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It was just, it's not like it was a 3-point sermon. It wasn't like anything. It's just, this is what God's doing. Kind of like what Jesus told people to do.
You know, what's amazing is God gives us discernment through the Holy Spirit if we're willing to listen. And so God did that day. God said, speak now. You know, other times God didn't give me the discernment to speak about what we were talking about. But on that day, God told me to speak to Stephanie about the very things that we were discussing, and he told me to share my story with her. And I didn't know that her story was going to be very similar, but I did know this. I was able to get confirmation from God by watching her eyes. And as we went through that conversation, I saw her facial expressions. I saw her countenance change, and I saw her spirit just be lifted. And it was pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was really amazing. I left there and I was like, wow, that was amazing.
It's such a cool story. It's such a great testimony. So I think what people will miss often is it's to the law and to the testimonies. And it's like you have to be aware that the law is there to have us grounded in the sense of what I'm talking about in that general sense of Bible-grounded kind of mentality. But there's a spirit-led part where you have to interact and engage with one another, and there's a functionality. I actually did not know when I texted you after that meeting if you would ever text us back.
Oh, that's so funny.
I mean, I just didn't know. And I think most of us have been – I don't want to say – we've just gone through enough where we're like, yeah, might never get back to us. It's like, yeah, whatever the Lord wants, and you kind of surrender it. And then, you know, just reach out to you, you got right back, and then we had another meeting, and then your husband's there, and then it's like, boom, you're part of the whole thing. It's like, wow, how fast did that happen?
I know. That was really fast.
It was really cool.
But I prayed a lot about it, and I really felt the Spirit guiding me in this direction and telling me that I needed to be a part of this ministry.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
That's cool, huh?
That is super cool.
This is one of the things that we're trying to do. I'm trying to – I know there's a lot of people out there going, you know, just teach, Dave, just teach. And it's like, okay, here's how this goes, okay? What Jesus did, how he did things, is he would engage. He would actually show. Then he would teach. Then he would show. And then he would send. So there was kind of patterns that took place in the life of Christ. One of the things that I really believe the Lord has been really pouring into my life as a Christian is as much authenticity as can be mustered, as much realness and genuineness as can be thrown out there, even if it makes me look like an idiot, which I'm good at that anyway, so I don't know what the problem with that is. But there's not a disconnection to the truth. And the reason I bring that up is because I know there's some people out there and they're like, look, I'm in right now and they're considering me for a PhD in biblical exposition. It's not anything to do with any of that. It's taking that and using that so that it applies.
Amen.
Because,
amen.
I mean, I can know everything, but if I have no connection to it, I just know it as letters. But if I have the Spirit of God living in our lives and directing me into its functionalities, now I'm engaged with God in a relationship. And it's like, look, you can have all the religions you want. Religions are basically man-made rules, strict this, strict that, strict that. I want to hang out with God.
Amen.
I mean, what do you think heaven's going to be like?
I know.
Right? It's like, I get people that think heaven's going to be like a big church service. Like, dude, that one industry I think you should have, if God would allow industry in heaven, is you should have the Kleenex industry, because there's going to be people weeping all over the place. Wow. It's going to be floods of tears everywhere. You know? One industry you don't want to have is a travel agent during the rapture in Jerusalem. I'm just saying, so there's a couple things you do want, a couple things you don't want. But I just love the authenticity and that you're trying, you're moving forward. And it's not like we're perfect, right? I mean, are you perfect, Johnny?
You know what? It's funny you mentioned that.
No.
But it's important that we be transparent, because we can communicate to other people. We're relatable then. You know, it makes us if we portray ourselves as being perfect, we're not relatable. And people think, well, I can't do that. He can do that. But you know what? God's not going to love me. I can't have that kind of relationship with God. I mean, I'm a bum. I did this. I did that. I'm guilty of this sin or that sin. But when we show ourselves to be who we truly are, the good and the bad, you know, the ugly, it just makes us relatable and people can respond to it.
That's really so funny. Is yesterday, so Johnny didn't hear the show yet because he's going to go on the site and listen to the podcast.
Yes, I am.
But one of the things was me using Ray Bentley's discussion about discovering who we are and how that Paul was able to communicate to people because he went through all of these trials and he was in prison and people threw things at him and they hated him and they disliked him. And yet he kept going in the gospel. And Ray wrote in his devotion that people who come off as perfect or super successful or just like everything is just like flawless, they're not really relatable. That's what he wrote in that text.
No,
I just thought about that yesterday.
Wow.
And it's like, there's a great truth to that. It's like, I'd rather hang out with Peter, because right. At least I know I'm in good company. he's going to mess up. I'm hanging out with him so that my mess ups will be kind of alongside of his.
Amen, bro.
I mean, that's kind of like the way that I think of it. Here's what I'm going to encourage people to do. So we only have a couple minutes before we have to take our break. And in our next segment, we're doing a teaching. So everybody calm down. But I want you to consider, if you're a person who needs a mover, get in touch with Johnny. I mean, well, he's just a great guy, and they'll take care of you and give good pricing. If you're a person that's just afraid to look at the insurance or the possibility of financial structure, and you know, you have no idea where to start, or you don't have anything, you need somebody to help you, you need to get in touch with Stephanie. Just talk to her. It's like, it's not going to cost you anything. She's not going to get mad at you. She's not going to make fun of you.
Of course not.
I mean, none of that stuff's going to happen.
Oh, and I'm actually doing a seminar on Saturday at noon in Grand Prairie. There's going to be free tacos and free milkshakes. So
free tacos.
I know.
All right.
So if you're interested, just message me on LinkedIn or call me, and I will make a reservation for you.
Yeah, see, tacos. Free tacos. See what happens?
This is Texas. It's all about the tacos.
See, free tacos. This is why we moved here. Her number, by the way, 214-499-5378, 214-499-5378, Stephanie Vasquez. You can also get her at LinkedIn just by putting in Stephanie Vasquez, NYL. That's kind of the key for New York life, okay? All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to do a little teaching. It's called A Little Gem. It's pretty interesting stuff. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
Not wanting to miss a moment, talking about the moment with Kurt Warner.
Everything looks like you shouldn't go forward. You know, you can't take another step. You know, Peter, you can't step onto water. You just can't do it. Well, we've got to step towards that faith, and we've got to trust God that he's got something awesome for us. And there's no question that that's an underlying theme in this show and in all of our lives, is that we've got to step out in faith if we ever want to be what God's called us to be.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Website, hemustincrease.org. Email, david@hemustincrease.org. Going to give a shout-out to Jessica and Gary Bowers. I think that's right. Is that correct? All right. If I'm wrong, I'm sorry about that. They are in charge of Waypoint Behavioral Health Solutions. That's waypointbhs.com. They help children who are diagnosed with autism. It's another ministry it looks like we're going to be connecting with. I'm just telling you ahead of time, there's the Lord's setting something up. I'm just going along for the ride. Well, you know, I go back to that one big pastor's conference where that guy said, way in the back, nobody could even see who it was. Relax and enjoy the ride. Like, wow. And then the ministers got together and go, well, that was from the Lord. Because everybody else was just, you know, prophesying or speaking for the Lord or doing this. And then you got this guy way in the back. Relax and enjoy the ride. Like, that's wisdom right there. Just relax and enjoy the ride. The Lord has not misplaced what's going on in your life. He's not forgotten you. The file's not gone. The thumb drive didn't get stuck. There's not a virus in God's computer relating to your name or to your life. He knows what's going on. Mm. Okay? In fact, for every church that Jesus talked to in the book of Revelation, every one of the seven churches, Jesus said, I know. So that's it. Lord, do you know? I know. Mm-hmm. I know. I know. I'm glad somebody knows. I hardly even know myself. So that's some good stuff right there. I want to do this one little teaching. It's kind of a cool, I'm calling it a little gem. So is there anything else we need to say about them, or is that good for those folks?
Just some God's Spirit-filled people who were led to start this clinic to help these young kids out who otherwise would not get the help that they're getting. And
You got to get him on the show.
We got to get him on the show.
I mean, I don't care what it takes. Let's get him in for an interview.
Incredible story.
I'll let you take care of that.
That sounds great, bro.
All right. Watch this. I'm going to show you something. And there's four verses. And I wrote this a while back, but it's so pertinent. Sometimes you'll reread something or go through something that if you've ever read Matthew, and maybe the second time or the third time or the fourth time you read a verse, you go, oh, whoa. And it's just like the light bulb goes off, and you know there's flares going off, and you're like, wait a minute, I think I understand this.
Yeah.
This is kind of one of those kind of things. This is Luke chapter 22, verse 40. Listen to this. Here's A. This is the first thing. When he reached the place, he told them, pray that you might not enter into temptation. Let's stop right there. Matthew chapter 6, verse 13. And do not bring us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Luke chapter 11, verse 4. And forgive us our sins, for we ourselves also, that we would forgive anybody in debt to us. And do not bring us into temptation. Luke 22, 46. Why are you sleeping, he asked. Get up and pray, so you won't enter temptation. So here's my question. Dumb question that it is. Teaching-wise, plenty smart. How often are we praying not to enter temptation?
Not enough.
Mm. I mean, just think about it. I should be praying, hey, Lord, every door that's there that I walk through that's going to make me look funny, walk funny, sound funny, be different from you, walk with a spiritual limp, just keep me away from that door. Get me away from anything like that. I don't care what it is. Doesn't matter what it is. I think most people have an idea that God protects and does a lot of protection. But look at what Jesus is talking about. Here's something that I think is fascinating. I'm not talking about praying in the middle of a trial. That's typically what we'll do. We'll pray. Something will happen. We'll do whatever we can. And then we'll do whatever we can. And when that doesn't work, we'll start a little bit of a spiritual journey. And when that doesn't work, we'll do a little bit more until we can't do anything. And then we throw everything into the hand of God right when we're in the middle of it. I do this teaching on Jonah. If you really understand the Hebrew and what he says, Jonah didn't even pray, by the way, until he was already in the fish. I, of course, would have been thinking about praying while the fish was swallowing me, would have been my thought. Doesn't think that, but the idea is that that's all middle of the trial. You're going through this stuff. Got it. That's not what Jesus is talking about at all. He's talking about before. And that's what we're not like, oh, wait. Oh, see, it's not about a reaction to a disaster and then you're praying about it. And this is Jesus going beforehand. We should be praying for protection, not to go down these roads. It's for all intents and purposes, it's preventative prayer. It's really what it is. You're praying. Don't want to go down this road. And I don't care what the temptation is. People are like, well, it's temptation. They might list four or five things. Temptation goes down to imps levels. I mean, come on. I mean, even great that you say the word thoughts. Even in the Ten Commandments, for those that are saying, well, all the sins outward sin. Really? Well, when it says thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, his cattle, his house, his land, or whatever, all that's inward. Every one of those. And it's like, that's inward, outward, inward, outward, inward. And I did a statistical analysis one time because I'm weird like this. And if you sin on average 10 to 12 times a day, inside and out, and you live 80 years, and you don't count your sin until you're 13 because you're a Jewish male, or 16 because you're a Jewish female, you'll sin roughly about 482,000 times.
Wow.
So one, you don't have enough good works to make up for it. So you might just want to drop that one off the tray right now. And two, we need to pray that the Lord keeps us from that. And you're thinking, well, will God keep you from that? Yes. That's why Jesus said it four times.
Amen.
Like, yeah. So you don't enter temptation. So that we're not brought to temptation. Stay away from temptation. Keep me away from that area. I don't want to go there. Because the result is going to be 10 times as disastrous as anything my brain is thinking. And the Lord is like, hey, see these walls? They're there for a reason, to help you.
Right.
Lord, keep me. Keep me in your walls. Keep me away from all that other stuff. I remember when I counseled this one gentleman, and I've mentioned this before, and I'll never say his name or anything like that, but he had committed adultery. I mean, just genuine adultery. And he looked at me, and he was crying. It was just a mess. And he said, I know why those laws are there. He said, those laws aren't there to keep us from having fun. Those laws are there to keep us from going into so much pain. I was like, wow, that is great. The idea is that you and I should be people who pray that God will keep us away from that path altogether. I mean, really? Do you want to go through what you know you're going to go through? I mean, it's just like, wow.
You know what we're guilty of sometimes? We're guilty of asking God to protect us from the sin itself, but not from the temptation of the sin.
Yeah, even that, right, exactly. Like we're praying for that protection deep inside of it versus
right. Too late. It's too
way
late.
In the beginning on the pathway.
Amen, amen, brother.
That's right. That's a good way. That's a great way to see it. Good insight. Listen, folks, I'm telling you right now, preventative prayer, biblical, appropriate. Jesus made it very clear when he was teaching us to pray. It was supposed to be a part of our prayer. Remember, Jesus said when you're praying, he asked for food. Give us our daily bread, right? So that prayer system should be daily, just to let you know, in case you're trying to figure that out. And so should that prayer for preventative or protection from even entering a path that will separate you from the Lord. I mean, that's just like, ooh, yeah, okay, we need that.
Makes sense.
Right? That makes sense. I told you, you got to get the teaching in, but once you get everything put together, people really get it. All right, great job by Stephanie. Fantastic work.
Thank you.
You will be back again, so I'm looking forward to it. And we'll get your commercial put together, have more information, put it on the website, so we'll make the connections. Great job by Johnny. How'd you feel today?
Fantastic, brother.
Okay. And very proud of you. You're doing a really good job. So I just want to let you know that.
Thank you, David. And just thank you for the opportunity, brother.
All right. So here's the deal, folks. HeMustIncrease.org. There's some new stuff on there. I will tell you, our new bumper sticker is coming out. A new bumper sticker. Ooh. A new bumper sticker. Oh, no. That's just like my dog when I come home and like throw him some food. Anyway, just check it out. We want you to be blessed in the Lord, but you need to recognize more of him, less of you. That is a good way to do it. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a 23-hour break, then we'll be back. Talk to you then.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.